Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the third watch, doesn't matter what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And in particular, our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks very much for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight to start out the show, we have the one, the only, the informidable professor of politics from California, Kyle Warren. There they are.
Mahugan,
waiting for you. Matter of fact, one guy was out throwing trash in the dumpster, and he stood there and says, "I can't go back in until Kyle comes on."
Well, here I am.
All right. See ya. All right, there they go. They're going in for their last call for alcohol or something. But anyway, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Kyle, I want to thank you for being a guest yesterday on the program that I guest hosted, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. You did a fine job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was an honor to be there.
Yep, and everybody liked you, and they liked what we talked about. And I know they're going to really be thrilled with what we're going to talk about tonight here, because we're going to start out with one of the most embarrassing moments I think I've ever seen from a president of the United States. And if I'm Vladimir Putin right now, I am licking my chops going, oh, boy, do we own this guy. Now, listen to Joe Biden at a press conference where he's asked a question by a reporter, and listen to what happens.
What do you say to Vladimir Putin?
To answer the first question, I'm laughing, too. Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he has in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look, when I was asked that question on air, I answered it honestly. But it's not much of a, I don't think it matters a whole lot in terms of this next meeting we're about to have. The second question was,
I'm sorry, Kyle, but it's beyond feeling sorry for somebody anymore.
Yes. No, that's very right.
This is pathetic. He has a problem. He had a brain fog episode right there, brain blurb, whatever you want to call it. Somebody would call it a brain fart on Twitter, and that's fine because he definitely lost control of his faculties for a short time and couldn't even think what he was going to say. This is not good.
No, it's not good. And you would think, of course, now again, Dr. Jill told us that Joe Biden had studied for weeks for the G7. Now, obviously, he knows he's going to get questions about Vladimir Putin. That's a given. So he couldn't even really fall back into some kind of written response to just talk about Putin, or he couldn't talk about Putin extemporaneously. Both things do not bode well. And to actually have almost a 10-second basic brain freeze. And see, folks, that wasn't dead air you were hearing. That is an unedited how much time he actually took before starting
stood
to
there
speak
looking at the microphone and the podium and trying to get the words to come to his mouth.
Yes, exactly. Now, this is the president we're talking about. Politics aside, Republican or Democrat aside, this is a man who's actually going to be talking with Vladimir Putin. And Putin has an ability we've all seen in the past of sizing up people. And so, again, yeah, President Biden's going to have to be on his best.
The problem is it wasn't just Putin that sized him up. It was Kim Jong-un. It was President Xi in China. It was the Iranians. It was everybody that's bad that wants to in on us. They were all sizing up this president, saying, okay, we got these people. We got them now.
That's right. Well, and between the vice president, who can't answer a question about the border, and the president,
except he won't go there.
That's right. And a president who's having this much trouble in the press conference, this is just not good. I don't know how else to say it.
No, you said it right. But who cares? Because you don't see the mainstream media producing this out there for people to see. The only place that I saw this was on One American News Now, on Newsmax, on the Sean Hannity Show, and played on this program. I've seen it nowhere else.
Well, exactly. That's because the media has put Biden into a bubble, and you're not supposed to worry about anything, I guess.
Well, we need to worry about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. Joe Biden is not capable of being the president of the United States. It's more and more obvious. And when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And guess what? We're going to tell you about Switzerland and what they're doing. They're tightening up security everywhere for this big summit.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. And well, that masked man's on hold right now. We'll get to him in a minute. But I want to tell you about Relief Factor. And let me tell you something. I'm back to normal again with the situation that I had. And a lot of it has to do with Relief Factor plus the antibiotics they gave me to take care of the problem that I have with my left leg. And guess what? I'll tell you what, Relief Factor is, for sure, an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation, and it not only does that, but it also goes straight to the pain and lowers or eliminate pain at the source, and that's what it's all about. It's 100% drug-free, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it supports the healing process. So, for $19.95, you can get started with the Relief Factor product. That's the three-week quick start, $19.95. Gets it all going, and you can do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or for some reason you get to the main website or you call a number or something like that and they ask you for a product code, use the name Captain, and boom, you're in. You get the discount. It's that simple. If you don't, you're going to pay full price, which is a little bit more than double what I just told you. So, relieffactor.com/captain, and while you're there, take a look at all the different products that they have to offer, because they've got a complete line of vitamins and all sorts of stuff there. They're really doing it right, and Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, I certainly endorse them totally and wholeheartedly because their product works for me. relieffactor.com/captain, get the $19.95 three-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president is getting ready to head on over to Switzerland, which is the little country with all the knives, right?
Right, yeah, Swiss pocket knife, yeah.
And you talk about security. Listen to this report from our buddy Greg Clugston.
Swiss authorities have approved temporary measures to reinforce security for Wednesday's summit between President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Those measures include restricted airspace over Geneva and the deployment of up to 1,000 troops to the area. The White House has played down expectations for the summit and said the president plans to raise issues including Ukraine, arms control, human rights, and cyber ransomware attacks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, I don't know about you, but I shudder to think what I think Putin's going to sit there and listen to the to Biden, and I think he's going to sit there and pull the Biden trick that Biden pulled yesterday, laugh, okay? And then I think he's going to say, "You're out of your mind, comrade."
Yeah, to be a fly on the wall in whatever private conversation they might have will really be something, but. You know, Captain, I think it's going to be very different than, say, when President Reagan met Gorbachev back in 1985 in Geneva. And I remember when Gorbachev arrived there and Reagan was standing out there, and here comes Gorbachev in this top coat and hat and everything, and Reagan's just standing out there in his suit coat, you know, saying, "Hey, I feel fine," you know. And I think it set a real tone for the whole thing. But also in Geneva, just real briefly, this is also where Hillary Clinton brought the famous reset button.
Yeah.
That was actually mislabeled anyway as overcharge. So I don't know, Captain, the track record, at least for the Democrat administrations going over to talk to the Russians, isn't too good. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how Putin.
Now, there is a report that has came out yesterday that they're going to be talking about, believe it or not, a prisoner exchange. What prisoner do they have to exchange with us, and what prisoner do we have to exchange with them?
Yeah, good question. You know, again, well, obviously it's going to run a gambit, but also part of the stuff is going to be, I think, a strategic nuclear weapon talk as well. And in addition to what Greg Clarkson was talking about, the cyber warfare and this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
very interesting.
Yeah, but like I said, there was a report that they're going to talk about a prisoner exchange, and don't be surprised if that happens.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the liberals are calling for Justice Breyer's to retire. In particular, the progressives, the socialists, the communists, the Marxists, AOC and company, they want him to retire because there's an urgency after Mitch McConnell vowed to block Joe Biden's nominee whenever that comes.
Well, right. I think in 2024, back in an election year, if the Republicans have the majority in the Senate, which we kind of think they might, basically, and then do a repeat of the Merrick Garland
thing. Let me tell you something. I've been talking to a lot of people in Georgia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia, the people in Georgia that did not show up to vote, and they know who they are, all right, that gave the Democrats the opportunity to win those two seats, that's not going to happen again. And they're not happy with what the Democrats are doing because they're doing nothing for them but cost them money.
Well, exactly right. But also, Captain, I think the calls for these kinds of calls, for example, for Stephen Breyer to retire, these are the same kinds of things where the Democrats want to control the court. And the court has sent some pretty clear messages of late that they're not going to be controlled by a political party, and that they are a co-equal branch of government. And I think they find this all very, very distasteful. So if the liberals can't pack the court, then they're going to start some pressure campaign to get somebody to resign. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Now, there's a report surfacing. I don't know where it's coming from, if it's the IRS or who it is, that Hunter Biden did not pay any taxes on the money he got from the Ukraine. Let's see. Wasn't that $1 million?
Just about. Yeah, I think so.
Well, what do you think about that idea?
Well, again, you know, if Hunter Biden's last name was Trump and he was a son of Donald Trump, this would be an entirely different kind of thing. Just like with all the other stuff that we've seen and the horrendous language that Hunter Biden, that we can see that he used, basically, all that is just he's given a big pass on. So don't be surprised if he makes some easy deal in order to get past whatever tax issue he may have.
Yeah. By the way, there is an ex-Biden advisor. I use the word ex, and there's a reason once I tell you what this story is about that you know about, that he's an ex-advisor. Americans could have sacrificed more to have stopped COVID, so says this ex-Biden advisor. Really?
Oh, my gosh. How can you possibly look anyone in the eyes in America and say, I'm sorry, you didn't sacrifice enough during the COVID-19 shutdowns where the economy went south? I can't imagine saying that to anybody, especially small business people, restaurateurs, and the list goes on. But, of course, they couched it in the phraseology of, well, we denied the virus for too long under Trump. You know, this it's that kind of, it's all back to Trump again.
Excuse me, time out. Who was running the show with the, whatever it was, the coronavirus command post and all that? Wasn't it Fauci?
That's right.
Wasn't he the one advising President Trump?
Well, sure.
Okay, now, granted, the buck stops with the president, but he was getting bad advice from that little liar, that little scumbag, little Dr. Fauci, who belongs in jail.
Well, that's right. And the moment, Captain, that President Trump was actually trying to take some pretty big moves, for example, banning the travel from China, this kind of thing, he was called every name in the book.
Yep.
And everything Dr. Fauci said was gospel truth. And it just, it was a recipe for total disaster.
And we now know that everything that Dr. Fauci said was wrong.
That's right. It wasn't the gospel
wrong.
Truth, was it? Yeah.
No. Now, House Republicans have launched a campus free speech caucus to fight the liberal indoctrination at the colleges. I've heard a little bit about that. I believe that's, let's see, the congressman from Ohio, Jim...
Jim Jordan?
Yeah, Jim Jordan is involved in that.
Yeah, I mean, this is all very, very good. Because obviously, Captain, again, what we've seen, not only that has been in education for a long time, and especially in higher education, but now it's coming out into the wokeness that you can't have a different opinion about something. You can't even back up your different opinion with things like facts, because you'll just be called, again, like President Trump, every name in the book, and dissent is not allowed. And that's why it truly becomes an indoctrinational system. It used to be, and now even science. By the way, Captain, if you and I have a scientific position that we can back up with all kinds of scientific data, and Dr. Fauci doesn't like it, well, we can't even say anything because we'd be attacking science. You see, that's how it works.
Well, that's true, but we also have to remember something else here about all of this, and that is while we're attacking science, we're attacking the facts, not necessarily science, okay, because the facts have been grossly exaggerated in many cases. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong at all. You're not wrong at all. And but again, it's this bandwagon mentality, and if you just ask a question, then you're a this or a that or an ist or an ism or something.
All right, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going all night long till 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. So grab a cup of coffee during the break, whatever, and come on back. We got lots of stuff to bring back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died from the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter peak. President Biden urged Americans who haven't yet gotten vaccinated to go get their shot.
My heart goes out to all those
who've lost a loved one. I know that black hole that seems to consume you, that fills up your chest when you lose someone that's close to you that you adored. That's why I continue to say to America, if you've not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Get vaccinated as soon as possible. We have plenty vaccinations, plenty of sites. We have more work to do to beat this virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Mr. Mark, for doing that for us. And as I said yesterday, both Kyle and I were on the Armed America Radio Daily Defense Show. Kyle was on there as my guest about halfway through the program for about 30 minutes, and I was the host of the program yesterday while Mark Walters was down in the Keys on business, and we had a great old time doing that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, and in particular, Mr. Mike Lindell. Now, I got a beautiful email from him yesterday thanking me for all the efforts that I've been doing so far for him and letting me know that he's going to be coming to Florida in the not-too-distant future. He is going to be a guest on my program. I'm going to try to get him on live, so if people want to ask questions, they can. He's aware of that. But if not, it'll be recorded at his time frame, his convenience. But he's coming down here because he and Donald Trump are putting on some sort of event. I just don't know where it is or when it's going to happen. Now, his words, not mine. That's all I know. I don't know anything else. But I do know this. His pillows right now, the MyPillow premium pillows, are at the cheapest level they've ever been. Ever! And if you want to save $40 on 2 pillows, MyPillows, that'll give you the best night's sleep you ever had, then all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN for anything that's on there, and you'll get the discounted price. Now, you can call them, if you'd like, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But anything that's on the website, MyPillow.com, where it says enter your promo code or tell us your promo code, the promo code is very simple. One word. Captain. You do that, you save a bunch of money, and you help out Mike Lindell, because we all know what the mainstream media and the progressive left, socialists, communists, Marxists were trying to do to him. And we're not going to let it happen. He's too good of a man. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, here's Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we talked yesterday about the supermarket shooting in Atlanta that was in DeKalb County that we got as a breaking news story, and it broke right in the middle of the broadcast, remember?
Yep, yep.
Well, unfortunately, we found out the details later on, and the clerk that was there that was accosted by this individual with a gun was shot and killed. Another patron was shot and wounded, and a off-duty sheriff's deputy shot and dropped the suspect while he got wounded himself. And this whole argument was over a mask, someone not wearing a mask. This whole argument was over that. How stupid is this?
It is. It's so stupid, and what a senseless loss of life, obviously, for the this person. What we understand, Captain, is that according to a witness, the gunman actually had walked into the store. He actually struck the cashier with the gun, and then shot her. And that's when the deputy and the suspect opened fire on one another. And of course, the off-duty deputy was acting as a security guard there, yep, was able to take him down. But again, we don't know all the details of how that altercation started up. But yes, it was over a mask, we understand.
Yeah, what a shame. What a real shame.
Yeah.
And our thoughts and prayers go not only to the deputy, but to the clerk and her family and the people that were in that store that had to witness that.
Yes, exactly.
Now, and by the way, we do have an affiliate in the great city of Atlanta. It's our 920 The Answer, Salem, right up there in Atlanta. So we're talking directly to the people up there.
That's exactly right, yes.
Yep. Now, Joe Biden broke his political norms by slamming President Trump and the Republicans on foreign soil as to the job that they had done, in his opinion, not a good job with NATO by saying, well, you've got to pay your fair share, this, that, and the other. Well, of course they do.
Well, of course they do. And President Biden's number one job, I think, was to go there and try to make sure that everybody understood that, don't worry, the United States.
America is back. I remember he must have said that 10 times.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's his new shtick, basically. But he also talked about how the Republican Party is now, quote, vastly diminished in numbers. and that Donald Trump represents, quote, a significant minority of the American people.
That's not true.
Well, of course not.
That is not true. And that's a lie in itself. And anybody that's been following politics in America, even if you were in Zimbabwe, knows that that's not true.
Well, exactly. Otherwise, in fact, they know the opposite is true. They see what's coming in 2022, Captain. They understand it. This is why they're trying to do everything they can right now. This is why they would arm twist Joe Manchin as much as possible to try to get their agenda through. But these things are stalling, thank goodness. But yes, it's a lot of times, you don't go to a foreign country and then really trash your opposition.
There's a reason they're stalling. It's because the American people aren't buying into this crap, and they're calling up their representatives and saying, hey, you vote for this, you're gone. 2022, we vote you out. You better not do this.
Well, exactly. You know, back in the campaign days of Donald Trump, Captain, there was the Trump train. Well, now there's this vindication train that's going across the country.
That's a good word.
Yeah, it's a vindication train because the former president is able to point and say, look, see, this happened, this, just like I said, and now we don't have the jobs, now we don't have energy independence, now you're not going to have money because the taxes are going to go through the roof, and on it goes, and 2022 is going to be the culmination of that, to begin with, and then 2024 will be the big prize.
Now, what do you think about a federal judge who stopped just short of ordering the DOJ to release the second part of the Mueller report memo? What do you think of that?
Yeah, this is quite interesting, very interesting indeed, because obviously we don't know what's in there, but of course we do know, generally speaking, that the Mueller report. In fact, remember when Robert Mueller came and testified himself, we could all tell there was nothing there, so we don't know what would be in this second part of the memo.
Yeah, there was another guy that had a problem.
Exactly, and because because, and again, even the Mueller report was held up as, don't worry, everybody, it's all going to be in the Mueller report, and then we're just going to impeach Trump, and he'll have to leave office, and it's there, and now the other thing is, oh, it's in his taxes, we'll get the taxes, and that'll be fine, and it goes on, but the put-up job of the Mueller report was a total, I'll just use a Trumpism here, total disaster.
Now, the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine and the flu shot co-administration that's likely with it appears to be a viable strategy coming up, where you get the Novavax flu shot and then you get the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine, and that's it. You're immune.
Yeah, it seems kind of a practical thing, you know, anyway, because a lot of people will get their flu shot, and of course now they're getting the COVID-19 vaccine. We expect that there's going to be a larger play here for booster shots as we go over the next year or so. So being able to make these kinds of combinations may be a good thing.
Yeah, now somewhere there was a bunch of shots given somewhere in the country, I forgot where, and I don't have the story in front of me, and I'm just going to ask if you know about it, where 30% of the shots had nothing in them.
Yeah, well, there's another story where they somehow almost 1,000 shots have been given out, but they were expired.
Yeah.
I think they were the Pfizer shots, but I seem to recall, don't quote me on that yet, we'll double check it, but if there was nothing in them, I don't think it sounds like a placebo kind of an experiment, but it could mean that they weren't manufactured correctly.
Well, whatever, but whatever was supposed to be in there wasn't in there. That much I do know.
Yes, and again, now you've got people out there, you know, perhaps believing they're vaccinated, and, you know, so we'll see. Now, typically, if somebody were to get COVID-19 and they had the vaccination, there may be some rare cases of that. And from what I've learned, it may be then that someone may have already had an underlying immune disorder or some other kind of deficiency, as you know, that they did not know about, wouldn't show up, their doctor couldn't have figured that out yet. But having the vaccine and getting COVID-19 may be an indication of that.
Okay, well, folks, I've been talking with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're getting ready to take a break here, and we're going to be coming back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And let me tell you something. We got weather again to talk about tonight. I mean, the weather's not going away. And by the way, folks, I told you, there is something firing up in the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico that may be coming towards, are you ready for this, Louisiana? Are you ready for this, Mississippi? Are you ready for this, East Texas? You're going to get it again, and by it, I mean rain and lots of it, and we're going to be telling you about that. And, Kyle, I know you know what I'm talking about. Plus, we've now got a tropical storm by the name of Bill.
That's right.
Out in the Atlantic. It's going away from the country, but our first one of the season. So welcome, welcome, welcome to hurricane season. All right, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Tuesday morning edition underway.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. And a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And thank you so very much for tuning in and for standing on that wall for all the rest of us. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. And don't forget, you can pull on in there and you can tell them that you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And while you're there, if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, and you should be, then all you got to do is join the Drivers Club, and you're in like Flynn, and away you go. So think about doing all that. And you'll enjoy it, believe me. Points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And we're going to get started with Brooke Says' favorite song. This is the one that she leads in with when she's on the program. So here we go.
I'm taking the fight, that's the night I'll never.
That's what Brooke says, likes. That's one of her favorite songs. So we played that not only for her, but also for you guys to wake you up a little bit, because, Kyle, you thought somebody needed to get woken up.
That's right. Well, that's part of the job tonight. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It's keeping everybody awake. And by the way, when I get done telling them about this weather forecast, they're going to wake up. I'll tell you this much, because we got something steaming down there in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, and it's coming the end of the week. It's coming. Just don't know where it's coming to yet, and we'll get into all that. But I got to tell you, a persistent heat wave will continue to drop dangerously hot temperatures and set new records across much of the western U.S. through the rest of the week. Additionally, there'll be elevated to critical fire weather conditions across the Great Basin and into the high plains, and some dry thunderstorms into the southwest. And all eyes are on the Gulf of Mexico right now for what's going to happen next down there in the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico, where there is a system brewing. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We'll start up in Big Sky Country tonight for Montana. If you're in northeastern Montana up on U.S. Highway 2, you've got excessive heat warnings as you travel both east and west there. A little bit further south in Billings, we've also got fire weather warnings, a lot of heat going on there. And this is going to stretch over all the way over to Helena as well. So they're going to have some pretty warm temperatures. The temperatures really start to head up into the triple digits, of course, especially in the American Southwest. Salt Lake City looks like they're going to be in triple digits on Tuesday, peaking out at about 103, and then starting to drop a little bit from there into the 90s, high 90s, over the rest of the week. Down in Arizona, of course, Phoenix and Tucson, excessive heat warnings there, so if you're traveling in that area, be very careful. We're going to have a lake wind advisory up near Reno and Carson City coming across I-80. Sacramento is going to also have triple digits all the way up through Redding. This is where the excessive heat warnings are in California. Stretches all the way down through Bakersfield, all the way down, especially through San Bernardino, into the high deserts, of course. If you're traveling along Interstate 15, you're also going to have incredibly hot temperatures. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, in places like Las Vegas, is also going to be seeing triple digits in the 112, 114 as we move through the week. Right now, Captain, 91 degrees if you're walking down the Las Vegas Strip. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, who will be doing that. And so, of course, we're looking at all these high temperatures. You got to be very, very careful out there. And we're seeing some fires already start up in Southern California. And, Captain, Southern California has acquired two Chinook helicopters. They were supposed to be in
Chinook.
Yeah, Chinook. They were supposed to be in service on Tuesday, but they got pressed into service on Monday, already dropping some 3,000 gallons of retardant at a time.
Yep, those are troop transport helicopters, Chinook. But anyway, here's what's going on, and I got to start with the Gulf of Mexico first because of what's going on. Disorganized showers and thunderstorms continue over the Bay of Campeche in association with a broad low-pressure area. Gradual development in this disturbance is possible during the next couple of days when it meanders near the coast of Mexico, but the system should begin to move northward by midweek, and a tropical depression is likely to form later in the week when the low moves across the central or northwestern Gulf of Mexico. The key thing here is, Kyle, and everybody listening, it's going to get a lot of rain associated with it. May not necessarily be a windmaker, but it's going to be a rainmaker. The last thing they need to have in East Texas, Louisiana, or Mississippi, and that's right where this is going. So, folks, you need to get prepared. Now, regardless of the development, heavy rainfall is possible over portions of the Central Gulf, as well as over into the southern part of Mexico, southeastern part of Mexico, and during the next several days. Now, heavy rains could also begin to impact portions of the northern Gulf Coast come Friday. In the meantime, if this thing moves further to the right, to the center of the Gulf, then Florida will be inundated with a bunch of rain. And we have another system that's coming off Africa right now. It is the season, right?
That's right.
We have another season, and just now a tropical wave just came off Africa, headed out into the ocean, headed our direction, and who knows what's going to happen or where that's going to go. Nobody. But, folks, my point is you had better pay attention and take this seriously. Now, we do have
in the Dallas Metroplex tonight. Conditions are ripe there for some severe weather, as well as up into the central part of Oklahoma, to include Oklahoma City and Tulsa up along I-44. We do have some areas of susceptible to flooding tonight. Still in Mississippi, north of I-20 and north of Jackson, so be advised of that. East of the Mississippi River, we do have some areas of unsettled weather down in the Houston area tonight, where all things could take place during the course of the evening. And again, up in upstate New York, up along Lake George and up into the Adirondacks and down towards Poughkeepsie and over into the southern part of Vermont and the western part of Massachusetts, we have some unsettled weather conditions there. Again, weather conditions are suitable and such right now for storms to pop up just about anywhere. And don't be surprised, because during the course of the day, they were bouncing all around the south again, to include Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas and Arkansas and Missouri, weren't they?
Exactly right, yes.
Yep. So that's what we got. Kyle, give us a real quick synopsis on the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, the summer travel season is here. It's upon us. And guess what? The Pilot and Flying J, they're going to have exactly what you need, folks, to come in and refuel, stock up, get something great to eat. You'll be able to join the driver's club. You'll get points on the fuel that you buy. There's all the stuff that you buy. This is something you really want to take advantage of, especially downloading the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com to find out more. Find out how you can download that app. Check out their locations and plan your trip accordingly.
Yes, sir, buddy. And tell them the captain sent you, to get that free cup of coffee and join the driver's club. By the way, the kiosks there can be used to join the driver's club, so don't forget about that either. All right, here comes the music in my ear. We will be back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and do what they need to do. In the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.